Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
It's been Pro Day week here on Sports Radio 610. By the way, Will Levis has his Pro Day today. The Titans, Mike Vrabel and their GM, Rand Carthon, are there. If he's there at 10, please take him. Seriously, Titans, please take Will Levis. Same offer as if the Colts took Richardson.
Limo?
Limo and champagne. I will buy one bottle of Cristal. Seriously, I will splurge and buy one bottle of Cristal and pay for the limo ride to the press conference if the Titans take Will Levis. Seriously. Please do it.
That much you think he's going to be a bust?
Please do it. Cristal limo ride on me. You can send me the bill. Amy Adams Strunk. You can send it to me. We will make this happen with John McClain. Please take Will Levis. I am begging you. Yesterday was Bryce Young's pro day. The day before it was CJ Stroud's pro day. There's a couple of interesting things. I think the Panthers could be starting to get pressured in different directions. And mindsets are going to be interesting. And one of those mindsets is something that we believe for a long time was a mindset of the Texans. It could be Carolina's. I'll lay that out for you in a sec. But first, let's hear Steve Smith, one of the best players in the history of the Carolina Panthers franchise. If Carolina values the opinion of Steve Smith, they are going to get significant, and I mean significant, pressure to draft Bryce Young. Listen to this love fest from Steve Smith.
There's two things I know very well: orange juice and quarterbacks.
And hold on, just to make it clear, Bryce Young's sitting up there with him.
Yeah.
So they're together. Steve Smith is sitting there with Bryce Young. He's supposed to be interviewing him. But listen to this.
There's two things I know very well: orange juice and quarterbacks. And I stand by that. You threw the corner route. And the way you threw the corner route is it was about a step and a half before the receiver gave the indicator step. And you threw the corner route. Now wide receivers are able to catch it. So that's a plus. Also, too, there were some other routes going across the middle. Your height is, you know, some of the measurables. But yet, when you look at the stats, you were the most accurate and highest completion rate over the middle. So you understand the throwing lane. And then that was just why you were throwing it. But then more than anything, just your quiet feet, quick feet, the way you hold the ball, your quick release. For me, I've seen bigger, more athletic quarterbacks not be able to anticipate the throw. That's not a knock on anybody. So before people start tweeting, you know who I'm talking about. Man, I just sat there and watched you. And I'll be 44 years old. I could have got out there and ran those routes just the way you were guiding the ball. It was remarkable. I mean, I'm just like, I can lace them up. I can't do nothing, but it just sure looked good watching it, man. What a wonderful, wonderful display of why you deserve to be the first overall quarterback to be picked in this year's draft.
I really appreciate it. That means the world, especially coming from you.
Yeah. Also, the question is, how'd you think you did?
Oh, there it is.
Hey, man, they got in my ear. I was salivating over here. What? I'm telling you, dog.
There you go. So Steve Smith, it's clear he likes Bryce Young. He's a Bryce Young guy.
Yeah, I think he made it clear.
So there is that. Now, CJ Stroud had a hell of a performance. What do we make of Carolina loving up on CJ Stroud and then going and having dinner with Bryce Young? What do we make of that?
Exactly what I thought the last time you were here on Wednesday. I think it's a Broadway spectacular. I think it's all show. I don't think it really matters one way or the other. They did the same thing. There weren't, just because there wasn't video, as much video of it, there was a little bit. We talked about it yesterday of them kind of surrounding Bryce Young and dapping him up and all that stuff, but not to the extent there wasn't any audio. I'm sure they're going to do the same thing with Will Levis today. I'm sure they are, even if Will Levis isn't even on their board. They're putting on a show. They're going to do the exact. They took him out to dinner last night, too. The same group of, what, 12, 14 people? It's just.
Now, they're not all attending the Will Levis today. They just have the GM and coach.
They had the dinner with him, though, according to Albert Breer.
Yeah, they had the dinner, according to Breer.
Yeah.
Correct.
It doesn't mean a dang thing. Just like, and I know we're going to get to this, but just it's fair to point it out right now. It doesn't mean a dang thing that the Texans are treating them the same way in the opposite side. Like, they're only sending, James Lipford.
But the Texans are keeping it professional, and they're sending, Lipford and Casario's working the U of H and SMU pro days.
Yeah. And so that's what I'm saying. It just because they're not talking, and I get the discussion that Clint Sterner had yesterday, like, what is the message you're sending when one of these guys is going to be your franchise quarterback, we assume, and you're not even going. I get
that. What do you
mean? No, I get that. Like, he thinks you should show a show of support, so to speak.
They're meeting with him. Like, it's not like they're not.
That's my counterpoint.
They met with Bryce Young. They're going to talk to him. He's probably
going to bring him into town for about 5, 6, 7 hours probably too. No, that's my counterpoint. I get what he's saying. You know, put on the show yourself. I don't agree with it. I think, by staying at home for all of them, it's the same effect as putting on a big show for all of them. I mean, you're being consistent.
Yeah, I don't understand the outrage over not being at the pro day. The only thing that I would need in Clint saying that you're showing them like it's a gesture.
Yeah.
Okay. I think this is kind of an empty gesture with Carolina to a certain point. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not drafting Will Levis number one. So that's kind of an empty gesture. I just, like, I saw yesterday, I think it was John Crumpler. He said, and John Crumpler's a good source of information. He's like, they're missing out on getting information by not, they being Nick Caserio, by not going to these pro days. And I got a text from a couple of people. What do you make of this? Tell me what information they're missing out on when it comes to Bryce Young. Like, can Nick Caserio, like, has Nick Caserio in the scouting department not studied Bryce Young the last couple of years? Like, does Nick Caserio not have a cell phone to where he can call Nick Saban and get more information than anyone? I mean, he worked side by side with Nick Saban's best friend for 20 years. He's drafted multiple players from Alabama. Mm-hmm. D'Amico Ryans is an Alabama alum. So what information are you missing out on at a pro day? I don't get it.
No, you're getting the same information, maybe not in person, but even strength and conditioning coaches, assistant coaches, pretty much anyone in the organization, the NIL people and all that, if you want to find out about them, the Texans are finding out about it.
The pro days are more so, like, if you go to a pro day, I would assume that the pro day is more so about the guys that aren't Bryce Young and CJ Stroud.
Yes.
Like, you're looking more
or
at those
juniors.
Guys. Yeah, the juniors. You're looking more at those guys than the quarter. So I don't make anything. Like, as a matter of fact, Nick Caserio being at U of H pro day yesterday with Frank Ross, you probably have less information about U of H guys than you do Alabama. Like, Nick Caserio could probably write a damn book right now about Bryce Young.
For sure.
Him and his scouting department. If you said, I need 150 pages on Bryce Young, tell me everything you know, they could do that right
It'll
now.
It'll be there by the end of the day.
No problem. Speaking of Nick Saban, this was Nick Saban yesterday talking to the critics when it comes to Bryce Young. Here's the Alabama head coach live at Alabama Pro Day.
I don't have any issues with his measurables.
Yeah, me neither.
And, some people think it's a durability issue, which he's never been hurt here other than when he hurt himself, basically falling down and put his arm out. His 5'10 frame has never really had an impact on his productivity. In a league where most of the players you're playing against are the same guys you're going to be playing against at the next level. Mm. So it's not like he's playing against lesser talented players. There's going to be so many players in the SEC that get drafted. So I don't have an issue with it. There's never been a more instinctive guy. He plays the quarterback position like a point guard. You know, great instincts, great feel, can change arm angles, very accurate with the ball, really quick processor and decision maker, which I think are those two things, accuracy, quick decision maker, and processor are probably the most important qualities in playing quarterback.
All right, so there you go. No surprise that Nick Saban says that. I mean, you wouldn't expect anything different. I thought the most interesting dialogue the last couple of days during what we're calling QB Pro Day Week here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610 was CJ Stroud. And this has been the case for years, but when you hear him talking to, by the way, the first draft pick in Texans franchise history, David Carr, when you hear this, for a long time, we assumed that the Texans leaned towards guys that were very religious in faith. And I'm not saying whether it's fair or not, but that was the thought process, mm-hmm. was if you're a, for lack of a better term, Bible thumper, and you're and we're men of faith, so I'm not saying this is a bad thing, but there was a perception that the Texans leaned towards that. I actually think it's possible that that mindset and that perception could actually lead, on top of other things, on top of the obvious, the talent. I'm not disputing the talent.
Right.
But I think that could actually lead to Carolina leaning towards C.J. Stroud, because C.J. Stroud is an extremely religious guy, and Frank Reich and Josh McCown are as religious as it gets, the head coach and the quarterback coach. And I was listening to C.J. talk with David Carr, and I think that in a crazy way, what many considered would be the tiebreaker for the Texans could actually end up being the tiebreaker for the Carolina Panthers. Here was CJ with David Carr.
First of all, I just want to give all glory and praise to Jesus Christ, man, my Lord and Savior, for having an opportunity to go out here and show my God-given talent, man. But it felt good. Of course, you want some throws back. Those are the ones I think about. But thought it came in my hand well. I thought I'd just stamp what I know I can do on the field.
So you're going to sign up with Carolina? Is that where we already there, or what's happening?
Nah, man. I mean, I appreciate them coming out and spending time with me. Definitely meant a lot. Definitely had a great conversation. Didn't talk X's and O's. Just really talk about not only just who I was as a person, but my faith and some of the things I want to do with my some of my like working with Reform Alliance,
awesome.
Some of the things I'm doing off the field that I want to continue to do to help other people, to inspire others. That's one of my biggest goals. So I mean, they're really on board with everything, and we'll see what happens, man. But it's not in my control. I can just let God do his thing and do what I do on the field.
That's right. You guys are very much aligned. Talking to Frank and Josh, those guys are on the same page as what you're talking about. So that's awesome, especially with what you want to do off the field.
I'm telling you. I'm not quite as convinced as you are that this could be a big factor. Foremost, Bryce Young is an extremely faithful young man as well. So, I mean, he talked about that in one interview that we played yesterday, Figgy, as well. I think it's a factor. I think it is something that helps. And Chris Ballard.
I'm not saying it's the only reason.
No. I know.
They like the talent, too, but I do think that that's...
It's a factor, but I also think it's a factor for Bryce Young. He's an extremely faithful, faithful guy.
CJ's up there, though.
CJ is definitely up there. Chris Ballard as well. You mentioned Frank Reich and Josh McCown. Chris Ballard, I want to say, I've been told anyway, you know, that he regularly gives, you know, sermons on Sundays at churches. And so it's definitely a factor. So I think we can probably say, you know, these two guys are very high on the list. And maybe it is C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, I think it's more of a tiebreaker, too.
Yeah.
So if they both like him the same,
yeah,
they could go with one direction.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they kind of relate more on that level.
Yeah, C.J.'s always made that real clear. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, you look at Frank Reich, you look at Josh McCown. I saw someone, like, kind of break down who they thought each member of the Panthers organization liked, and they said that C.J. and Frank, like, are Frank and Josh like this, and then this guy likes that, and there's this guy that likes the other. If it's a true evaluation, like if they truly are evaluating, I just think Bryce Young is the right answer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they're doing at this point. Like, I don't know what they're doing at this point. I don't know what their motivation is. C.J. Stroud's still the significant betting favorite, but at this point, it just seems kind of, I don't want to call it goofy, but going and having dinner with Will Levis is strange. No, really. Like,
but they had to do it.
Did they? Like, if they wanted to do this with CJ and Bryce, because maybe they want the Texans to trade up one spot, mm-hmm. and they can figure something out, and they think that the Texans like a different quarterback, that's fine. But when you take it far enough to you're going to eat with Will Levis and act like that's a real possibility, if you draft Will Levis number one over Bryce Young and CJ Stroud, you should be fired. Like, Frank Reich should be fired before he even coaches a game.
You wouldn't be the first one, the only one to say that. I will say this as well, and when it comes to Bryce Young and the Panthers, Nicole Tepper really, really seems to have a good rapport with Bryce Young. He called her a mom figure yesterday. Who knows?
It could be another ownership coach thing, which is a hell of a way for Frank Reich to get introduced to Carolina, because, you know, him and Jim Irsay, they kind of, I don't want to say they butted heads, but it didn't end up going too well. And a lot of that,
safe to say, they butted heads.
A lot of that had to do with, I think, the Carson Wentz thing, where Frank believed in Carson Wentz, and Carson Wentz didn't work out.
Right.
So you could have an ownership head coach/GM type of discussion. Maybe they're having mm-hmm. that discussion. That's fine. Mm-hmm. If you If you told me, I still believe they know who they want. And I think they knew who they wanted when they traded up. I don't care what they're doing. I believe that.
I do too.
But if you want to tell me, no, they're really deciding between who they want, okay, that's a two-person race.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that we'll let like you
or
you,
Richardson.
You lose credibility to me, like in my own mind, which can be a dangerous place, when you're having dinner with Will Levis. Like when you're having dinner with Will Levis amidst all this, I just think you're kind of thirsty and just trying to do something. Don't tell me that's due diligence.
You feel like this is part of the show, though.
That's what I feel.
Fine.
All of this is part of the show.
For what?
Man.
But is it a show for like? Is it a show just for the? Is it just to show the fans that we did everything we could and consumed as much information? Is it more so for the fans or is it more so just for like the buildup and stuff?
And it's for the fans. It's all this. It's for the fans.
I feel like it's for their damn YouTube channel, man. I wouldn't be surprised if we see some type of documentary about this.
It's
the whole process, yeah. How they checked all the boxes.
It's
and
for
they
the
met
fans,
with all these people, yeah.
It's for the show. It's for that off chance that they might get in a team's head, you know, and have them confused about exactly which way they're pointing. I think it's all of it.
It's really like a reality show,
it
man.
It is.
You watch a lot of reality shows, how they just go through all the different options.
Love After
Lockup
tonight, man.
And
you
know, you're like, nah, you know this person ain't making it to the next round, but they still give that person the chance and all that stuff.
Well, you need to get on that Love After Lockup today, Phil.
I've seen a few, man. It's pretty good.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Tonight. Yeah, best show on TV right now.
Okay.
For my money. Although, got a basketball game to watch. I might have to wait. Got a few basketball games to watch. Coming to town.
It'll be big time.
Little Texas, little U of H.
Yep.
Sign me up for that. My goodness. Speaking of which, let's talk about everything that's gone on around here and the return of the Astros in less than a week. In the Loop continues next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Leiner.
All right, we got a lot going on around here. Let's just lay out everything that's in front of us. We are less than 5 weeks away from the Texans selecting number 2 and then number 12. We are hours away from Texas and U of H taking the court tonight and trying to get to Houston, which the Final Four will be in town next week. Before that, the Astros are going to take the field, and the Astros are going to be back on the field as the defending champs look to be the first MLB back-to-back champs in over 20 years. There's a lot going on, such little time.
Fromber officially became the opening day starter moments ago.
What if they would have said, nah, it's not Fromber. We're going to let Hunter Brown.
Hunter Brown. Hope your back holds up.
So there we go. Fromber's going to be on the mound.
And you got married.
Got married. Did. Very much yesterday. Very, very
smooth.
I have
some serious questions for you.
Okay, let's hear this.
I have, Figgy, I want you, I know you will.
Is this wisdom? Or is this legit questions?
This is keeping it real.
Or a combination of keeping it 100.
Keeping it 100. Landry got married yesterday. He's spending his honeymoon with Figgy and I. I have some serious questions about your marriage before we get into that.
Let's get into it.
And let me tell you this, because I know you. I mean, I know
you. Yeah, you know me very well.
I know you very well. I tell you things about my life, like and everything else. I mean, you don't, but I do. And we'll get to that when we get to the Slimeball nominations. But these are very serious questions, Figgy. I know you're going to have my back on these. You are married now. And no matter what you think, no matter how you think you are the exception to the rule, this is the rule, and you are not an exception. Okay? You love her. She loves you. Everything's fantastic. But certain questions arise when you get married. They just do. Question number one. Who are the friends that you're absolutely going to spend less time with now that you're married? Figgy, there's no exception to these things that I'm saying.
Yeah. I'll put it this way though, and I'm not saying there's not an exception. You guys know better than I. Some of it might actually be a favor because now you can actually blame someone else because you don't want to spend time with them.
Oh, I do. Every husband does.
We do it all the time.
Yeah, every husband does.
Sometimes she be out with her friends and like, can you just call me and say you need me home? Like, all right, I got you.
No, I'm talking about like...
I'm the blame.
Like my bad influence or the friends that she wasn't really crazy about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, I would say, and I really don't even, he's not in Houston anymore, but I say, Robert wants me to go do blah, blah, blah. And she did not like me hanging out with Robert.
Why not? Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, he's a hell of a guy.
She doesn't care about my friends, like right. Who I hang out with. I have some slimeball friends. She doesn't care.
But you're going to hang out less with some of them. You just are.
Yeah.
I told you
that last week. Yeah. Once you get married, you got the baby coming.
Yeah.
You're going to be too tied up.
Yeah. All right, next question. What couple's friends are you going to have to spend time with?
Oh, God.
That you're not that crazy about? Because that's going to happen. Hey, let's go with Sarah and Johnny, you know? And you're like, eye roll.
Nah, there's not really any, because wifey moved to Houston for me a year ago. She's got her gig and she's doing her thing. So, like, any of those possibilities would have been in Dallas. But I actually like her. I actually like her couple friends. There's some really cool ones. There's one I'm not
too
high on.
Okay.
But I think she's kind of on board with it.
That's what I'm talking about. What?
The Pumpkin Patch Wedding. All right, let's go.
What television show are you now going to have to watch that you don't like?
We love the same TV.
Oh, come on.
No. She likes the raunchy reality TV. I like the raunchy reality TV. She can watch sports.
Figgy.
She watches a lot of animal shows.
I love animal
shows.
That's
the one thing. And she, I actually like.
Do you like the animal shows too?
I like some of them. Some of them I don't. But like she watches like the San Diego Zoo and stuff. I don't hate that.
I watch that.
And I used to think she watched this show too much, but the more that I actually just sit down and watch it, I actually think it's one of the funniest shows in the history of TV.
But that's
so she got one.
Impractical Jokers. Yeah. She watches Impractical Jokers on loop.
You're gonna see. Because like when my wife watches The Crown.
But we've been watching TV together for years.
I've been married 38.
No, but we watch TV. It's a team thing. She has to watch like an occasional WWE documentary and she hates it. So it's kind of like a trade-off.
Bless your heart.
That's what we go through. Blood, man, me blood. And my wife don't have damn near all of our shows in common.
Bless your heart. If my wife puts on The Crown, I'm out. I go do something outside, whatever. If I put on Port Protection Alaska or Wicked Tuna or Life Below Zero, she's out. She goes for a walk or something. That's just the way it is.
If my wife put on 911, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm laying in the other room.
Yeah. Two more questions. It's going to happen. You're going to remember this conversation. You will remember this. Two more things. Which female friend of yours is going to get the most, air quote, looks from your girl?
I'll put it this way. I have girls who are friends, but I'm not really a hey, let's go hang out with the
No, but it just doesn't matter. Like you just happen to be somewhere and she's like, no, I don't like her.
I don't think there's anything there.
Okay. Remember you said this.
I don't think so.
Biggie?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
My friend, not really. I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Last one. What activity is it that she loves to do that you're going to have to do now, even though you don't like it. Whether it's going to a farmer's market or whatever, your picnics on the beach.
We like a lot of the same stuff, man.
This is going to be so good.
I'm serious.
Just the perfect couple.
This is going to be so good.
No, we like all the same stuff.
I don't know, man. I mean, maybe it'll emerge. I'm not sure. There's not anything yet at this point. I don't know. I've been married for what? Less than.
Going on 24 hours?
I mean, is it two? So like 21 hours. I haven't. No activities as of yet.
Oh, bless your heart.
As of yet. Hasn't happened yet.
One thing I hate is when I got to help her set up her classroom.
Oh,
that's
really?
That's the worst, man.
Like right before school starts or something or a holiday?
Yeah,
or...
go all the way out. She work out in Baytown, so I got to drive all the way out there.
Yeah.
Move boxes and move this and put this here. That's the worst.
Oh, I got one more. What holiday is going to have to be compromised? Like you always do this with your family or your friends or whatever. She always does that.
It's going to be a rotation. It's going to be a rotation. No, I mean, like, sometimes, like, no, I mean, the Christmas and the Thanksgiving, it's going to be a rotation. We've been doing this for a minute. Like, she gets the Christmas Day. I do Christmas Eve. On my side, just a lot of driving.
Text her from the 832. He goes, don't forget to do a year in review next year. Yeah, it happens. There's nothing wrong with it. Like I said, I just leave. I just go do something else.
Yeah. It's times I had to leave her family. Like, you know what? You go to your family house, I'm going to go to mine.
Yeah.
And let's conquer.
Yeah. I'm just laughing. Because I thought the same thing. It'll be fine. She likes all my friends. Oh, that's just a work friend. Yeah. Wonder what happened to those people. haven't been in touch with them in a while. Oh, we always have Easter at my parents' house.
No, it didn't. Doesn't bother me, man.
All right.
Doesn't bother me. I think I'm going to be good.
Y'all are the ones.
Think I'm going to be good.
Y'all are the ones.
Be straight.
6 billion people on this earth. Y'all are the
this
ones.
This got to be the most perfect couple in history, man.
It is.
Do y'all think that Cougs fans are rooting for Texas tonight? Like, do they want Texas?
Oh, that's a good question.
Does U of H want UT? There's sometimes where it's we want Houston. Mm-hmm. Clap, 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 clap. Do the Cougs want Texas?
I think so. I think the Cougs are...
You have to, right?
Legitimately...
You want to beat Texas.
So yeah, Texas, yeah. Or who is the other person they could
Xavier.
Beat?
Xavier.
Oh, that's kind of tough.
Well, the thing is,
they
like,
both pretty good.
I'm not saying, like, U of H is a light years better program than Texas in basketball. Texas is going to the... They got to the Sweet 16 for the first time in 15 years. So I'm not saying... But you want to beat Texas. Like, you always want to beat Texas. So they got to be pulling... They got to want to win their game and then play Texas, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the way it goes?
Yeah, absolutely.
Astros less than a week. We got that going on. Nick Caseria, pretty active. Another QB pro day today. A potential Patriots collab involving Nick Caseria and a former friend and the ideal March Madness matchups. In the Loop continues next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
The hits are as lit as they've been in a long, long time. Let's play them here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
Playing all the hits, these are the hot stories of the day. You're listening to In the Loop with Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Will Levis has a pro day today, the day after Bryce Young, 2 days after C.J. Stroud. Panthers reportedly at dinner with Will Levis. The owners were there. The GM was there. The head coach was there. The assistant GM was there. The VP was there. And they had multiple coaches there. So the Carolina Panthers are making the rounds from CJ to Bryce to Will.
Yeah.
I mean, why? I mean, yeah, why is my question?
The why is this is their best tact in their view to kind of keep their hand to themselves. Like, don't not tip their hand. And I honestly feel, I mentioned this to B. Scott yesterday. Let me ask you the same question. Don't you feel like if the Texans had the number one overall pick, they'd be doing the same thing? Maybe not like 14 people or whatever, but they'd be showing, you know, not wanting to tip their hand to the point where they'd be going and to here and then there and then there and just to see what people, especially the Texans, because, you know, they might benefit from a trade even more so. Don't you think the Texans would be doing the same thing, putting on more of a show?
I would hope not. I mean, I would hope if the Texans had the number one pick, they would say, this is our guy and let's get it.
Yeah.
That's what I would hope. I this silliness, like, that's a good question. That's a really good question. So if the Texans had the number one pick,
yeah,
I would rather them just be realistic. I don't need a show.
Yeah.
Especially if you love Bryce Young or you love C.J. Stroud, and there's reason to believe that they like one of them more than the other, but they might like both of them. I would be making fun of the Texans if they were sending Cal McNair, Hannah McNair, Bobby Slowick, Nick Caserio,
D'Amico.
Like, if they were sending nine people to a dinner to have with Will Levis, I would be hammering them right now.
I don't think it would be as big as Carolina doing it, but it would definitely be a show, man, especially after the past 3 years.
But and what would you be saying if today the Texans had the number one pick and they were all having dinner with Will Levis?
I don't think I'd be torching them. And the reason is,
man, I would.
Like, you've got all these teams at, you've got,
and
all
we're saying rolling this deep, John.
Yeah.
I'm not saying sending a couple of guys. I'm saying rolling this deep.
In the vicinity of this deep. If they were in the and putting on the vicinity of this type of show, I don't think I would be torching them, because there's that number one pick and they have so far to go. That's why I said especially the Texans. Like, they can benefit from, what if they get another first round pick in this draft? You know, four first round picks? I mean,
let's just cut the shenanigans. Yeah, let's go get our guy.
Yeah, I get it, but I think they would be doing it. I really do. And probably I would endorse it, just because you never know. What do I always say? Only takes one.
But you
want you could drop to four. Let the Colts
Will
pick
Levis,
their guy.
We're doing this with Will Levis, though?
I mean, could
you? If they wanted to do it with CJ and Bryce, okay. We're doing this with Will Levis?
Maybe not, but I think it would have to be consistent. Like, if you're going to do it for one, you do it for all four. If you don't do it for any, then don't do it for any of the other three. If you don't do it for one, don't do it for any of the other three.
Yeah, because at that point, you're tipping your hand.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have to worry about tipping your hand. You have the number one
pick.
But
you're also angling.
If they do all the same stuff they did with Bryce and CJ to Will Levis, the Colts might be like, damn, they might be serious about him.
So then we're going to trade up to four and lose our quarterback? The thing is that, let's pretend they like two a lot. If you trade back to Indy, then you're not getting the quarterback.
But they could get a haul. They could get a haul, though. You down with, like, more first-round picks?
I mean, and then what?
Quarterback
and
next year.
And then I'm taking Will Levis at four?
Or you might
maybe
not
take a quarterback.
Nah, I would be annoyed if Cal and Hannah were hopping on a plane.
I thought you was down with the trade back and get more picks and stock up more picks.
No, yeah. If...
But that's exactly what that is.
No. At two, it's that, because you might lose your top quarterback. So if the Texans lose, like if they like Bryce or CJ and one of them goes number one, and then you want to trade back, I can get down with that. But if you're sitting there at one and you like one of these quarterbacks and you're talking to Will Levis, that's crazy to me.
I would want them, maybe not want, but I would not be torching them if they did that. What was the Panthers' deal with the Bears?
Two firsts, 2 seconds, including obviously the swap at the first and DJ Moore.
Bro. I mean, that's... If that were out there, I'd put on any show you wanted.
And lose the quarterback?
I mean, you got all these
I mean,
picks.
The Bears did it because they had Justin Fields, and they feel that there's a chance Justin Fields is
sure,
a guy.
Sure, but the Texans in their position could do it to just completely load up all around the quarterback position this year and have them even more and assets at, next year at, to get the quarterback.
At two, I'm fine with that. At two, I'm fine with that. Yeah. But at one... And you get to pick your guy and you're not settling?
Yeah.
Seems a little crazy. Especially with Carolina. You traded all that for this. Yeah. You're telling me you're going to, what are you going to try to be cute? And, oh, we're going to trade back to 7. And you know what?
But don't
out of this, we moved up 2 spots and got an extra first rounder out of the thing.
But don't
like
you think
that.
It would make sense if somebody like the Colts really liked Will Levis, where you could probably finesse your way back into the second overall pick or something, or the third, and get your real quarterback?
Hit the EA Sports on yourself. Hit the damn EA Sports
EA
on yourself.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
The hell are you
so
doing?
So you would say no if the Colts really
you're
wanted
franchise
Will.
Franchise mode?
So if the Colts really want Will Levis and they're going to give you a haul for it, you would say no?
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, at this point?
You would say nah.
Not at two, but at
no, I'll talk about at one. If they wanted Will Levis.
So the,
and you, and they
the
want
Texans
to trade
are
with
trading
you.
With the Colts? They wouldn't trade. They wouldn't even talk to Deshaun about it. You know they're not trading with the Colts.
Do we?
Yeah, they ain't trading with the Colts.
I don't know that.
You know that. They said it.
I mean, well.
Cal said it. Cal told us.
He did.
He said they weren't going to look at the Colts.
He did. But if you, I mean, if you're getting that kind
well,
of
let's
haul,
be real.
You
if you
Levis,
know they wanted Will Levis.
Yeah, if you know they're getting Levis.
Okay,
like,
so,
are you really that worried?
So you're saying you're giving the Colts Will Levis and then you're going back. You're still not going to get C.J. or Bryce, you don't think, because Arizona has 3. They're probably going to trade for a quarterback. So you're losing C.J. and Bryce, and you could have had your pick of either one. I mean, that seems kind of risky. Seems kind of risky.
But that's just an offshoot of what could be thought of, or what people would be thinking about. That's why I think if you have to do – I understand Carolina doing this. I really do. I think it's corny. I think it's a big fat lie. But I understand them doing it. You know, this production, I would
trying
feel,
to keep that poker face.
Yes. This production, I would feel the Texans would do it as well. And probably should. Right now, they don't. They're just sitting back there, you know, doing their due diligence, doing their interviews remotely, calling people, et cetera. They don't have to do that.
Man, that would be wild.
It would be.
Be really wild.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Texans met with Will Anderson yesterday. Raiders met with Bryce Young. What the hell are the Raiders doing at 7? Yeah. They just signed Jimmy Garoppolo.
Just get a quarterback?
Yeah, if they want to trade up for Bryce Young, that would be the one thing. If the Texans' top pick, let's say the top pick at quarterback is gone and they don't want to draft either CJ or Bryce, if the Raiders wanted to trade up and the Texans could trade back to 7, hey, Josh, what's up, man?
Yeah.
How you doing? John Carroll alum, just like Nick Caserio, Patriot guy, just like Nick Caserio. I'm just saying, Astros season begins in less than a week. They have 8 players. This is courtesy of Michael Schwab, really good Astros archiver on Twitter. 8 players on Baseball America's top 100 the Astros have. Number 9, Yordan Alvarez. Number 38, Jose Altuve. Number 40, opening day starter Framber Valdez. So they got 3 in the top 40. 51, Kyle Tucker. 56, Alex Bregman. 62, newly signed Jose Abreu. 66, Christian Javier. How about that? And number 96, Jeremy Pena. Eight in the top 100, bro.
That's a squad right there.
Eight in the top 100. NCAA tournament continuing. Tennessee falls to Florida Atlantic 55-62. Kansas State advances with a 98-93 overtime win over Michigan State. Arkansas gets completely embarrassed by UConn 65-88. And then Gonzaga tops UCLA 79-66. So you got the Zags versus UConn. You got Florida Atlantic versus Kansas State. And then tonight, of course, we got the Cougs in Texas both looking to advance. Cougs taking on Miami. Texas taking on Xavier. And then you have Princeton versus Creighton. Appreciate the warning. And Alabama versus San Diego State. There we go.
How are you feeling about tonight's games? So not just Texas. I'm talking about all of them. I feel like Miami really gives them they have a lot of big guys on the wings. I think Houston's good. This might be Houston's toughest opponent that they've faced so far in the tournament.
Miami?
Yeah. Just a matchup.
Tougher than Auburn?
Matchup. The matchup problem with Auburn was on the inside, and the Cougs destroyed them on the inside, especially in the second half. The matchup problem here is on the wings. And I like Texas and Xavier both. Well, I hate Xavier, but I like their teams. I've been feeling Texas since the tournament started. I don't want to cheer for them, but I am. Don't let me down. Doesn't happen very often, Longhorns. And UConn, I've been feeling since the tournament started. I think UConn showed why last night against the Hogs.
Dude, that was embarrassing.
That was wild.
I couldn't imagine being a Kansas fan and watching that one. That one would hurt. That one would hurt more than the actual loss. That would hurt.
I would be really ticked off. I guarantee you show's just almost inconsolable right now.
Coming up, there's been some messages being sent at Pro Days. We'll try to get to the bottom of that. Also got some thoughts from the OG on what's going on with Nick Caserio. Lunchtime on a Friday next.
What's the Texans' approach heading into the draft? Let's ask Nick Caserio.
Our philosophy is we're always open for business and we always listen. The one thing that we're always ready to do, we're always prepared to pick.
Hear the entire interview with Payne and Pendergast on the free Odyssey app.
Insider access.
Exclusive content.
Sports Radio 610.
The Texans
play here.
This is Andrew Bogish with your Odyssey Sports Minute, sponsored by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. Eric and Mark Stahl are the latest NHL players to embarrass themselves on their team's Pride Night. They say they believe there's a place for everyone in hockey, but they can't bring themselves to wear a colorful jersey in pregame warmups. This has been a season-long problem for the NHL, and I'm not sure the league actually cares. I'm Andrew Bogish.
The tournament...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.